Welcome to this podcast from the Episcopal Diocese of Central Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Leslie Carter, and today I'm joined by the Reverend Linda Watkins for the first episode in a four-part series on environmental theology. Linda is the rector of St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Waynesboro and is currently participating in the fellowship program of Green Faith, which we'll be learning about today. Welcome to the podcast, Linda.
Hi there. Thank you so much, Leslie.
If you want to get us going with a prayer, that would be fabulous.
I'd love to do that. And this comes on page 814 of our prayer book, A Prayer for Joy in God's Creation. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have filled the world with beauty. Open our eyes to behold your gracious hand in all your works, that rejoicing in your whole creation, we may learn to serve you with gladness for the sake of him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I'd like to start by just asking you to tell us, what is environmental theology?
Well, in a nutshell, theology is how we think about God and how we think about our relationship to God. We look at what Scripture says. We look at what Christians throughout the ages have said. And we also reflect on our own experiences with the intellect that we believe comes from God. And this is the traditional way that Anglicans and Episcopalians have approached theology. Environmental or eco-theology, then, is about how we think about God's creation and our relationship to it as human beings and as children of God. We read in Scripture, for example, in the first chapter of Genesis, that God created all things in heaven and on earth. And God created us. And because of this, some early church fathers suggested that Christians can learn about God, not only by reading the Bible, but by reading what St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas called the Book of Nature. And that was, to them, something that was important. Most Christians have experienced a powerful feeling of being in God's presence as they've been outdoors, whether walking along a seashore or in the woods or playing sports on rolling green fields. What does this experience? What do these scriptural material, what does this tradition tell us about how we are to see creation and how we are to see ourselves as we live in this world?
Why do you think this is important?
Well, you know, I'm old enough to remember the start of the so-called environmental movement. I read a lot about pollution and saw more and more in the newspaper and heard about about smog and dead rivers, and I saw reports on TV. I was just starting to drive when the energy crisis of the 1970s hit, and that was quite a milestone. Everyone was so stunned when gasoline hit 50 cents a gallon, and that seems impossible to
remember.
Yeah,
I was
remember
just thinking,
these days.
For those days, actually. Yeah.
but you know, back then we never really talked about any of this in church. At least, I sure don't remember any sermons or conversations or studies about where God was in all of this. Other than, you know, maybe some nice little meditations, or we always sang All Things Bright and Beautiful on what we call Brogation Day. But over the years, we've gotten more and more information thrown at us about the effects and costs of pollution, especially on impoverished populations. We now are hearing and reading all the controversies, and we read in lots of information about something called climate change. But we've also learned that simply giving people information doesn't necessarily change their thinking or their behavior. What's needed is a change of heart. And that's the business of faith, and I think we're really discovering that more and more. We have so many resources as Christians, for example, and as Episcopalians, with which to talk about what we believe, how we experience God in creation, and where that intersects the issues and the debates we're reading about. And we'll talk a little bit more about those types of resources in our third podcast.
So as I mentioned at the beginning of our podcast, you're currently participating in a fellowship program for a group called Green Faith.
That's
so
right.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what Green Faith is.
Oh, you bet. Green Faith was founded in 1992 as it was named Partners for Environmental Quality. And it was a small coalition based out of New Jersey of Jewish and Christian leaders who wanted to work together to connect diverse religious traditions with the environment and eco-theology, environmental issues. Since then, Green Faith has been renamed, and it has grown to national and even international scope. Green Faith's mission is to inspire, educate, and mobilize people of diverse religious backgrounds for environmental leadership.
And what is the fellowship program that you're participating in?
Yes, the fellowship program is an 18-month program, a year and a half of education and training for clergy and lay leadership who want to become religious and environmental leaders. It consists mostly of a monthly webinar and three off-site retreats. In fact, I'm leaving Monday for the second one. Fellows complete writing assignments and then share them, and we process them with other fellows. And by the end of the program, fellows have developed a comprehensive project in eco-theology. Members of last year's class, for example, shared what they had done. Some of the things that they did was develop a college curricula, develop a sermon series or a lecture series, develop various educational programs for their houses of worship, develop environmental education programs for children, just to name a few. And graduates of the program remain active in it as part of the rapidly expanding fellowship network.
So I'm curious, what kinds of things have you been studying specifically?
Well, one of the things we started with, it's important to have a grounding in basic science, especially the basic science of climate change, for example. So some of our first webinars and the readings helped us learn about that in some broad, general ways. And as with anything, the important thing is to know where to go to get the good information. So we spend a lot of time sharing resources. Our first retreat dealt with stewardship. And we learned a lot about things like carbon footprints and ways of reducing them. And we'll talk about that a lot more in the second podcast. During that retreat, we toured a facility in which inner-city youth are trained for a variety of green jobs in the building trades, and so it was great to see that intersection with justice issues. We also toured the Friends National Headquarters in Philadelphia. This is a historic building that was renovated using the latest in sustainable technology and building techniques. They have a rooftop garden, for example, which is really cool. We learned a lot about that, and then we got to put that into practice. We went to two religious congregations and spent an afternoon with clipboards and checklists looking at what they did as far as water usage, how they dispose of waste, how they use electricity, paper, all that. And we made some suggestions. We talked to them how they might do things more sustainably and save a lot of money doing it in most cases. It really helped my awareness, I know, and it was a really interesting week. Right now, we're doing a lot of work in learning what different faith traditions believe about our relationship to creation and the environmental themes that emerge from very different scriptural worship and prayer traditions. For example, water, the basic common water, is a real important symbol of cleansing and purity that's found spiritually and ritually across lots of different faith traditions. There's so much that we share, and it's been great to learn about that and to work with people of other faiths. The last part of the program will help us reflect on the relationship of environmental work to social justice. Things like climate change, pollution, have been shown to affect poor populations much more dramatically, for example, than wealthier folks. And Green Faith believes very strongly that all people deserve a healthy environment, regardless of race or income. And that really gets us as Christians into some real important questions about how we care for one another.
It's clear to me that you have a really huge interest in this topic, but what made you apply for the fellowship specifically?
Well, and that's just it. I've always been passionate about environmental issues since childhood, really. Around 2002, after I was ordained, I'd been ordained a while, I was looking around for continuing education course, and online courses were just starting to happen, and I found an online course in environmental theology through the Episcopal Divinity School in Massachusetts, and I thought, well, it would be cool to do an online course, so I took it. One of the other students in the class just happened to be the current executive director of Green Faith. Of course, I didn't know that at the time, but he talked about this new organization that he was part of and the brand new fellowship program that they were implementing. It was just in its very early stages at that point. Well, I enjoyed the course immensely and always had Green Faith kind of in the back of my mind. And finally, it just seemed to be the year to do it last year, and I did. And I guess I've come to a point in my life journey that I really realize being passionate about environmental issues isn't enough. I really feel the need to be more focused and more articulate about what I believe in and why I believe it and how that intersects with my passion for God's creation. And the fellowship program is really helping me do that.
What has been the best part of the program so far for you?
Well, I'm learning so much. And I'm learning to find my voice as a faith leader who also would like to be an environmental leader. I've met some great people all over the world through this program. One of my classmates, for example, is a Lutheran pastor from Finland. And my class includes the very first fellows from the Hindu faith tradition. The fellows represent a variety of careers, political viewpoints, religious traditions, but we're finding commonality and that we're all passionate about our faith, passionate about caring for God's creation, and for exploring the faith questions around our relationship to God and each other and to God's creation.
What other programs does Green Faith have in addition to this fellowship?
Other than the faith program, Green Faith is involved in advocacy, speaking with government leaders as people of faith on environmental issues. They sponsor all kinds of speakers, workshops, lectures, webinars. In fact, they offer webinars that anyone can really sign up and be part of. Who might be interested. They go out throughout the country offering all of these things. They have an extensive network of leaders from all faith traditions, a wealth of practical resources. They're in touch with scientists and sociologists and folks from government and a wide spectrum of resources. The main program that they have, aside from the fellowship program, though, is really neat. It's called the Green Faith Certification Program for Religious Houses of Worship. It's a two-year program, and Green Faith works intensively with the leadership and the congregation. They provide resources. They provide a process for enabling that congregation to have successful, holistic environmental program that fits in with stewardship, sustainability, worship, spirituality, as well as community outreach and justice issues. Over 60 congregations in 22 different states have participated so far, and this is the only program of its kind. And we find that congregations who take part in it really increase awareness, really have a great chance to learn, and not only learn, but to do. And the Green Faith website, I should mention, it has all kinds of information, resources, news. It's www.greenfaith.org.
And we'll definitely make sure that that link is present on all the pages for the podcast series. I know that your parish will no doubt benefit from the knowledge that you're gaining, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But I'm wondering in what ways could you envision bringing the knowledge that you're gaining to bear in the diocese, both for the benefit of other parishes and for the benefit of the diocese as a whole?
Well, I certainly hope to make myself available. The diocese has been wonderfully supportive, and I'm really grateful for the support the diocese has given me for doing this program. And every fellow in the Green Faith program does make a commitment to a congregation or a judicatory. In return for support, the expectation is that some work of some kind will be given back. So I am open as a resource, I think, most of all. Congregations or people in the diocese can certainly contact me with questions, ideas, things they need as as I can, I would certainly make myself available to do some consulting with the congregation or do a workshop or a sermon or lecture, something along that those lines. I love writing, and one thing I also hope to do is certainly make written articles and things available of that sort as well to the diocese. And in fact, this podcast series is certainly part of that, I had the idea of seeing if that might be something the diocese could benefit from, and I certainly hope they will be.
So, as we mentioned, this is the first in a series of 4 podcasts, unless I suck you into doing more. I'm wondering, can you tell us what to expect in upcoming podcasts?
Yeah, the next one will be on stewardship. Like any beliefs, our beliefs about the environment and our relationships with God and each other are expressed through action. If we say that we believe that God created everything and that God has given us air, water, food, soil, everything, and if we furthermore go further to say that morally and ethically we need to pass these things on to our children and grandchildren, then we need to give some thought as individuals and as families and parishes, a larger society, about how we use these things. So I'll share a little bit of what I've learned about carbon footprints, various things we might consider to do in lowering them. It's something that's generated some great discussions in our Lenten series at St. Mary's this year. We did a program called Lent 4.5 that was developed by a Green Face Fellow. It really got us to think about how we use water, gasoline, and the like. And we use it without really even thinking about it. And we talked about some things we might consider doing to use less and waste less, and so that there's more for everyone, and we can make it real possible for future generations to enjoy God's gifts. The third podcast will be a spiritual reflection. Where is God in all of this? What do our traditions say? Scripture, worship, sacraments, about our relationship to the environment. And the last one will focus in on how environmental justice is an integral part of any social justice issue that we talk about, hunger, poverty, and the like. There's a real clear intersection.
I want to thank Linda for joining us today for this podcast. For more podcasts in this series and other resources from the Episcopal Diocese of Central Pennsylvania, please visit our website at www.diocesecpa.org.